Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus this morning, city manager and fellow Catamount, Mr. John Connett. Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Happy holidays
to
you.
Happy holidays.
Trust you had a good Thanksgiving.
It was great. Absolutely great.
Fantastic. So we got some, you got some splaining to do. Help us figure out something. We've been talking about this broadband, super high-speed internet. Of course, Morris Broadband, they talk about some, their high-speed internet
sure.
that they serve, but we're talking about something completely different, right?
We are.
You're looking to the community.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, what type of internet service are we talking about? And then let's go from there.
Okay. So what we're talking about, Mark, is we're really talking about running fiber optic cable. The traditional infrastructure that we have throughout our community is mainly made up of copper wiring, going back to the early days of telephone. And we've gradually upgraded from time to time, but it's mainly copper wiring.
Okay.
So when we talk about fiber optic cable, it's basically glass tubing, very small hair-like wire that
okay.
is made of glass.
Okay.
And when we talk about broadband, we're talking about, and it's really talking about speed, really the speed of light.
Okay.
Because over copper, copper is limited in many ways, and the new technology is the fiberglass,
yep.
the glass wire that allows bits of information just to be transmitted by, you know, like that said, the speed of light.
Sure, at a much higher speed than we currently have.
Absolutely,
okay.
absolutely. So the wave of the future is to replace this copper wire with fiber optic cable.
Okay,
which traditionally has been cost prohibitive.
Okay,
it's been very hard, very expensive. You can get it in our community. There are vendors that do it, including AT&T. Morris, there's some other folks, but it's very, very expensive.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is to encourage and find ways to bring that cost down so that we can get fiber. We want it to be looked at as fiber is the new infrastructure.
Okay.
It is the new technology that we want to have in our community to help with telemedicine, to help with education, to help with, you know, everyday life. We just had the computer doctor on talking
yeah.
about, he was talking about the Alexa,
yeah.
Those kind of things. Computers are taking over our homes. And we need to be able to transmit the data from our homes to our outside world.
So we've got some specific things we're going to ask about the community, and we're going to talk about some meetings and some times here
sure.
in just a little bit. So hang on to that. I'll give you plenty of time to get a pencil and a piece of paper and write
sure.
and write some of this down. So let me ask you, why is it that you're going to the community for the for information regarding this?
Because in North Carolina, local governments cannot get into the fiber optic business.
Okay.
You will hear places like Chattanooga, some other bigger cities around the country have gotten into the fiber optic business, but we can't do that in North Carolina anymore. You will also hear the term, when we started this process, we had ideas of grandeur that we were going to attract Google and these other folks to our community. Well, in reality, Google and the big providers really want to serve the metropolitan areas, the Charlottes, the Raleighs, the Atlanta, those kind of places. But there are small vendors, new startup vendors, particularly folks out there that may be in the rural telco business
uh-huh.
That are looking to come into smaller communities. We also have AT&T and Morris who are here, and since the local governments cannot get into fiber optic cable, we want to encourage our local incumbents, and if there are new companies, we're talking to one now, and they'll be at the meeting. Our meetings that we're having is River Street. They're a part of Wilkes Telecommunication. We want to encourage the private sector to start investing in fiber optic cable, but they need to know that the customers are interested.
Okay.
And so the purpose of having these meetings is, if they don't think they have the customers, they're not going to be willing to upgrade.
Sure.
So
sure.
We want to hear from the customers how important is super high speed internet to your home, to your business, to your industry. That's why we had to have the public input.
And, you know, my first thought about this type of higher speed internet, this fiber optic type thing, is how good it would be for instance, Blue Ridge Community College, Party, the Cancer Center, sure. all of that type of thing. You know, education sure. and medication type sure. purposes. But boy, where it stems from there is just, yeah. you know, there's no ceiling.
All right, absolutely. And Mark, frankly, those places have, but most of us, the big institutions have fiber cable. We have super fast. But thinking to the future is are we going to be talking to our doctors in the doctor's office? Or are we going to be talking to them at home? And video uses a large amount of data.
Yeah.
And so think about when you're trying to stream a movie and you get the circle of death, right?
Yep.
So that's what we're trying to do, is trying to get it so that the folks at home have the ability to have fast speed, just as you would have at a hospital. Would you
also call that a recruiting tool for manufacturing and for other businesses?
Oh, absolutely. Manufacturing is looking for it. And again, there are the ability, if you have the dollars to do it, but we're looking at it as a recruiting tool, not only for the industry, but for the young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I mean, the millennials in this world, they choose where they live based on how much broadband they have.
Well, sure. And nowadays, because of the internet, people can work from home, even if their company's in Dallas or wherever.
Yeah.
So you're looking for input specifically from the community. I'm going to give some of that information now, and we'll do it again at the end of this interview, and we'll have it on our website as well. There's a survey, an online survey people can take right now, right?
Absolutely.
And there's three different places you can go. You can go to the Hendersonville City website. That's hendersonvillenc.gov or hvlnc.gov. You can go to fletchernc.org or laurelpark.org.
Absolutely.
Any of those three you can go to. To take the survey, online survey. But you got town hall meetings coming up. All right, so there's one at 6 p.m. This afternoon at Fletcher Town Hall, one at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the First Congregational Church, and then another one tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Operations Center.
Absolutely.
Hendersonville Operations Center. What type of things will we learn or will we see at these town halls?
And first of all, let me say, this is just not for Fletcher, Laurel Park, and Hendersonville residents. This is for anybody in the county.
Okay. That was going to be a question of mine.
We wanted to provide three opportunities throughout. The municipalities have been involved in this effort, so that's why we're hosting them. But we want anybody interested in broadband to come. So what they'll hear is we're going to talk about broadband, talk about what currently exists in our community, and why we're doing that, why we're looking to increase and remind people this is a long-term process. I mean, this, you think about rural electrification, how long it took, you know, in the 30s and 40s and everything to get the lines run in rural. So this is going to be a long-term process. But you also will hear from one of our current providers, Morris Broadband, will be there about some of this technology that they're improving.
Uh-huh.
And also you'll hear from a potential newcomer, which is River Street, who has bought a small telecommunication in Saluda, and they're looking to tie Saluda and Biltmore Forest with fiber. So you'll hear from them. You'll hear they're experts. They understand what's available. They'll talk about the service they provide, and get into a little bit of cost and talk about what it's going to take to get fiber to the home from the providers.
Okay.
You'll hear that. And then they'll answer questions from the public about what is the potential, how long it will take, and get more general information.
So are you strongly encouraging that people fill out the survey and go to one of these meetings?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Encouraged to do both, because the survey allows us to test what your speeds are at home.
Okay.
And understand what the demand is.
Okay.
From the public. And obviously, in any kind of public forum, not everybody's going to get to talk.
Right.
So
right.
If you can put your comments on a survey, we know we've heard from you.
Gotcha. That makes total sense. So we'll give out that information again here in just a moment. I had not realized really how important this is. But it was so interesting. I was just at our TDA. We were at a meeting last week, and one of our TDA board members owns a number of the hotels around here. And he brought up the need for this type of internet service. And he said specifically, he gets a full weekend, he gets a full night of his hotel, and you got a bunch of people trying to download movies, and it just gets bogged down. I had no idea that was happening.
Oh, it's a huge issue. I mean, I can speak to a home of four people and living with two teenagers. You know, I'm trying trying to listen to my favorite Catamount game over the internet, and my, you know, the one daughter's playing a game, and the other one's streaming a movie or FaceTiming, and you know, and somebody gets shut out, and it's normally daddy.
Yeah.
So you know, the idea of having internet and having the bandwidth to live our daily lives is critical. And
well, thank you for coming in and clearing this up, because that part of my confusion was why don't we just do it? Why do we have but to find out that in North Carolina, government institutions can't make this happen.
That's right. It's got to be through competition, and the private sector's got to do it.
Okay, so once again, you can get the survey, and I'll just give one of these websites. The survey, you can go to the Hendersonville website, hvlnc.gov. That's hvlnc.gov. Town meetings, one scheduled for 6 p.m. this evening at Fletcher Town Hall, another one at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at First Congregational Church, and 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Hendersonville Operations Center. So you have three different opportunities, morning and evening, to go to these town hall meetings.
Absolutely.
Have we covered everything regarding this?
I think we have.
Okay.
I think it's great.
All right. Again, we appreciate the foresight also of you, John, and the city government for knowing that if this is going to happen, it's got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
And it starts with the conversation.
Absolutely.
All right. John, once again, thank you so much. John Connett, city manager for Hendersonville and Catamount fan. And we'll make sure we have all of these meetings and all of these websites set up on our WTZQ.com website as well.
Thank you so much, Mark.
John, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays.
You too.
And good luck with fiber optics. We need it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. John Connett, city manager for Hendersonville. Once again, folks, that website to go to for the survey is hvlnc.gov. That's hvlnc.gov. And, of course, again, the three town hall meetings, one this afternoon at 6 p.m. at Fletcher Town Hall, another one at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at First Congregational Church, and 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Hendersonville Operations Center at 305 William Street. Please, please try to make at least one of these. And more importantly, go to hvlnc.gov and fill out the survey regarding your internet service.